This is the Seabed Daily Text. Learn to receive. Luke 12:22-34. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Listen to him. "When I feed the birds, I've never once thought of expecting anything in return. I've got a pretty good hunch that the birds have never thought about paying me back either. Yet by giving freely to them, I receive almost effortlessly from them. I enjoy the glory of their presence, and their color and their song. Are they doing that for me? Heavens no. That is just who they are. They're being who they were created to be. When I plant a flower garden, I don't think about those flowers owing me anything. Yet they give to me in ways I could never reciprocate. These flowers are not blooming for me, but for the glory of it all. I have no claim on them, yet I get to enjoy them. What if my life could be this way? What if I could freely receive and freely give? When Jesus says, 'Seek the kingdom,' I think he's saying, 'Learn to receive.' Here's what I think. To the extent we can receive from God, our lives will be a gift to others. Doesn't Jesus say as much? 'Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The fundamental brokenness of the human race, the essence of the brokenness that we call sin, is the inability to freely receive. Isn't that the story of Eden? We preferred to take, i.e. steal, rather than receive. fear and anxiety lead to taking. Faith and love lead to receiving. I'm beginning to think the secret to being a generous person is the ability to freely receive. What if my ability to give is only limited by my ability to receive? The prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a son, a daughter. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a saint. The question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is the highest, rate your ability to freely receive. What's behind that number? How might you grow this muscle in your soul? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.